Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As we stand on the edge of the slide into the holidays on Thursday,
yeah,
gifts may be on your mind.
Sure.
Who you're buying for, what you are buying them, how you can afford these things you would like to buy.
Good luck.
And that last one, it's the most important part, Tommy.
Yeah.
And it goes along with a warning from the state of New York. A warning that may be the most obvious warning in the history of warning.
What are they saying?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it. A very popular new way to buy almost anything online that you would like.
Okay.
Buy now, pay later.
Okay, but it's kind of what your credit card is.
So this is different. Okay. And we've talked about this. We talked about this like 2 years ago when these became prominent here on the show. Companies like Klarna, Affirm, are you familiar with these?
No.
Okay. So they allow you, even though we talked about it for 40 minutes and you don't know about it, at the checkout page of whatever you are buying to now split the cost of your purchase into multiple
payments. Oh, okay. So you make, you're paying over time.
Yeah, you got it. It's easy, man. And they even show you how cheap the payments are right there.
Like $54 a month.
Yes, it can be, you know, $300 today, or they'll break down the payments.
Yeah,
and when
I think everybody's doing
have
that now.
Have you also noticed, and maybe this has existed and I just didn't notice, but with online purchases, it'll also let you split it between different cards?
Yes.
I guess I've never seen that before. Wow. Like, it was always like, choose your payment and
spread
that was
the pain.
It.
Yes.
Now you can split it between credit cards.
But it's not spreading the pain. It's buying something that you can't afford over the limit that you have on all your cards. So the state of New York is warning everyone going into gift buying season that the buy now, pay later model is going to get you in serious trouble.
Wait, if I overextend myself, that's not good?
So people don't realize the interest payments on these buy now, pay later things online can be between 10 and 30%, and that is if you pay on time. And they say when you do multiple buy now, pay later purchases, it is very easy to get overwhelmed and lose track of how much you are actually spending, not even accounting for the interest that you could be accruing.
Okay.
And what the state is saying is all true, but I'm kind of with you. Is there anyone in America that was unaware of this being a scam?
Well, I mean, it's basically they're just going to whack you on the fees.
Right? Like, are there people looking at the buy now, pay later, thinking like, oh, I'm getting one over on these businesses that offered me this opportunity to do this?
No payments for 90 days.
So the state says that younger buyers are the most susceptible to these payment options.
And that's been since the dawn of time.
Well, I mean, it's twofold, right? Yeah. Like, not only are they less likely to have the money up front.
But you also need things.
It looks good in the moment.
But you're also starting out in life.
Yeah.
And they don't have the experience with financing to understand what a trap this can be. But it kind of goes back to a discussion we have on a regular basis about what you should be teaching your kids about financing and things like that. Remember, we had a discussion.
How to manage your money.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we found out the state of New York is going to start offering financial classes in all elementary, in the middle, and high schools in New York State. Maybe they'll cover something like this. Your kid's not going to pay attention. They're still going to end up doing it.
Yeah, probably. Right?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to buying gifts on a buy now, pay later model, it all comes down to what you are buying and how much you want to spend. Would you agree that the folks most likely to use this for holiday gifts are buying for their romantic partners? Is that a fair statement, you think?
Be a big purchase,
Probably, most expensive purchase.
I mean, you can get your partner something really nice, something they'd never expect, and you can spread the pain out over a couple of months. Is that worth it?
No. Of course not.
Okay, you want to think about it for a second?
Well, but if
it's never worth it, man.
But I guess if you can't make it happen without doing that.
I mean.
Think of all the times you've overspent.
You throw change in the garbage.
Let's talk about you for a minute. Think of how many times you've overspent.
Sure.
And you never got the bang you thought you were going to get out of it. You never did. Never. Because the fantasy and the reality were miles apart. But they sell you on that fantasy, right?
Okay. This is where
give her the gift of love. Diamonds. Gold.
This is where Kimmy and I, we split from Tommy. Because you, Tommy, get no joy from seeing the reaction of people receiving gifts from you.
I like getting crap. Yeah. I don't like giving crap.
No, like this
I don't
no
get kidding. That giving makes you feel good.
No, the whole thing is Silence of the Lambs creepy. Like, I cannot wrap my head around. You are the only person
TikTok
I've ever met.
Clarice.
You, like, can't understand why your wife wants to wrap things and surprise people.
Oh, my
people.
God. The whole upstairs.
Here you go. Here's your gift.
It's just loaded. Yeah. It is loaded
it's
with stuff.
Part of the holiday.
They don't need it.
Oh, my
These
God.
Kids are doing better than I ever did.
This man who got a boat at 10.
And yeah, don't blame you being a failure as an adult as these kids getting good credit. Like, how is that going?
Yeah, I guess I could see your argument if you had, like, these terrible Christmases as a child and, like, you know, the holidays just weren't a good time for you. But you had an awesome holiday experience as a child. Like, you had everything you ever wanted.
Ever, Kimmy. Ever.
You were the baby of the family. They took you on vacations. You got to do all the stuff your siblings didn't do. And yet, bah humbug.
But I don't like my wife. She's got the house payment. She's got to pay the insurance.
your wife.
The mortgage.
So why can't you do this for your wife to show her how much you appreciate, you know, her keeping you alive?
What am I supposed to do?
Buy now, pay later. Get her something really nice she wouldn't expect.
I'm not going to overextend myself. I don't have you need money to overextend. I don't have extendable money.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about these companies, and the state of New York comes out earlier this week and says, hey, do not use buy now, pay later, or be careful.
Cautious.
With it. Yes, because one, the interest rates on these things can be 10% to 30%. Two, it's easy to lose track of what you are spending when you're buying for other people and not realize what the bill that's coming down the road.
Yep.
But when it comes to, like, your loved one, Kimmy, buy now, pay later for yourself, unless it's an emergency purchase, it's hard to justify, right?
Yeah, but I guess you could still, in the moment, think, well, I could pay $24 now instead of,
right.
You know.
But I would 100. Still, I would argue there's no way to justify it.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, the buy now, pay later for a loved one, it still sounds stupid, but you can find a reason in your head to do it.
But what are you buying it that's so goddamn expensive you can't afford?
Jewelry, electronics.
Yeah.
I mean, for
any
the holidays?
Purchase, yeah. Electronics probably number one during the holidays.
Right? Oh, you mean for like your wife?
Loved one.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, spouse.
But your lover.
Spouse, yeah. Lover.
I would think jewelry's got to be the big one.
Well, I mean, but it goes the other way, too. Like, Kimmy, your husband, I'm sure, has a lot of electronicals he's
looking
at.
Yeah, like, that's what he wants for Christmas. He doesn't want jewelry. He wants, like, an Apple Watch.
Because he can't get a necklace over that giant-ass bald head of his. I break necklace over head.
And I would think, like, jewelry, too, you're probably not buying online most of the time.
Which
probably going to a store to look at it, see it.
Okay. But, like, when it comes to the buy now, pay later for your spouse, your partner, whatever, like, you know, you're looking at that gift. And they deserve it. And they, what if they're going above and beyond for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you really just want to make them happy. And what makes it hard here, Kimmy, in that situation, the button to use buy now, pay later is right there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the bank. You're not taking out a payday loan. You don't have to get on the phone with somebody.
Breaks it right down for you.
Literally in the blink of an eye.
Listed.
Yes. You
your
click,
payment options.
And you don't have to think about it for a few weeks. You just click that button. In your mind, it stretches your holiday budget further. I mean, it doesn't actually do that. You're going to be overwhelmed come January and February.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
in November and December, you have the ability to get more people nicer things by using this button.
And you'll still be making payments when the snow is all gone.
I don't think anybody should listen to any financial word you should say.
No, you should, because I've made a lot of mistakes. That's the people you listen
to. You continue to make the mistakes.
Right. Don't do that. Listen.
Look. It's predatory. I agree with you 100%. I also understand why, when it comes to buying for someone you really love, you would go do something.
Okay. You're going to be disappointed.
Nissa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. She says, the PayPal Pay in 4 doesn't charge any interest, and it lines up with my paycheck, so there's no reason I shouldn't spoil myself with Legos and clothes.
How do they make money, though?
I don't know.
If they extend the payments.
Maybe they're getting money from the provider for...
Well, then you're overpaying. Somebody's picking
Understood.
Up the tab.
I'm saying maybe the company allows them, they'll kick them back some cash so that more people will buy.
Okay.
That would make
All
sense.
All right.
I don't know. Would anyone have an issue if there was a law banning buy now, pay here, buy now, pay later options?
No, you have a right to be stupid. And they have a right to take your money.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, hey, parent us.
Maybe would it help? I don't. When you click on it, I mean, how transparent are they, I guess, about
it's all written
how
right
much
down at the bottom of the
total.
Screen. It's about that big.
Like maybe that would help if you put it in like big bold writing. Nah. This is what you're going to spend over what that product actually costs.
You know what you're doing.
No, I don't think you do in the moment.
Bro, when I was writing checks against my mortgage to go out and drink, I knew exactly the hole I was digging. Mm-hmm. Like most people know what they're doing. They want to act dumb. Like, all right, no, you know.
All right, look, but at the age you had the double mortgage, you were in your 40s, 50s. When I will admit, when I got my first credit card, I did not fully understand how interest could compound and bury me.
Right.
I didn't get it.
And you're like, a punk-ass child.
But that's just it. But, you know, there are people into their mid-20s that still don't understand. And your argument is, don't make this against the law because it takes away freedom. I would argue that what this is the opposite of freedom. You
it's
are actually
financial slavery.
Well, no, it is. You're trapping people.
It's bondage.
Because the majority of people that are using it are already trapped somewhere else financially.
It's an internment camp for financially ignorant.
Hey, again.
Pat, you know what you got to do?
What's that?
You have to spend less money than you make and then buy property. They're not making that anymore. Buy that building over there and then they pay you rent and you hold on to that building and it accrues value over time. And by the time you're 70 years old, you can pay for your cancer treatments.
252 WCMO.
Or you could party right now, man, on your second mortgage.
What side are you on? Wait a minute. I'm very confused. You have been all over the place in every discussion we have had.
That's every day.
No, you literally just argued for 10 minutes why you should never ever do this. I go, would anyone have a problem if these were illegal? And you go, no, use them. Party, party, party.
Well, how else are you going to party, man?
252 WCMO. No, you don't party. What you do is you look across. See that building over there?
What do you do?
You invest in that building. They're not making buildings anymore, according to you, you idiot.
Well, no, they're not making land.
Yeah,
they're making
there's
buildings.
A building over there. They keep
you
building.
Put the building on the land.
Drive down the street. I see new buildings all the time. Stupid. Brian's on CMF. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Yo.
Yo.
Happy Monday.
All right.
A lot of these places like Amazon, any other place, they have these things now like Afterpay, Klarna, and all these. You don't pay interest or none. It just breaks it down for us POFO. I can't afford a $120 bills jersey, but I can when I'm only paying $20 a week. And it's every other 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but here's the thing. Well, so some of these have no interest unless you don't make the payment on time. Like as long as you make the payment on time, you're good.
Yeah.
But I mean.
But isn't that? But the fee is just built into the product.
Yeah. But it's going to cost much whether you use the Klarna or
right.
not.
Right. I mean, you're just pushing peas around a plate. You're still going to pay.
But, Brian, here's the problem. If you can't afford a $120 Bills jersey right now, which is fine, man, that's the thing that happens, and you're going to buy it over 4 weeks, who's to say next week if your transmission goes, that $20 you were going to pay is still there?
Yeah, well, that's why I got a rich girlfriend.
I hear you, buddy.
Hey,
nice, Brian. Nice.
Brian, what's your broke ass getting her for Christmas then?
I give her me. We don't exchange gifts. We're just, I give her my gift of love.
Oh, there's going to be an exchange, all right. Brian's going to be on one end of it.
This poor woman. Hey, you know what the worst part is?
Tommy knows.
The worst part is he's got to break that over 4 payments, too.
Go
Bills. There goes Brian.
Go Bills.
No, but look, rich girlfriend.
I want you to listen to what just happened there. And again, I am no financial wizard. You knew me, man. Yeah. You know me now. I'm terrible with money. But like, you know, he goes, there's no interest. Well, there is if you miss a payment. Yeah. I can't afford a Bills jersey right now, which is fine. But let's say your transmission blows. Well, yeah, I didn't think about that. That's how you get these traps.
Yes, they are.
How is this legal? It should not be legal. Unless it's for something like an emergency.
Okay. Just emergency.
Well, no. Like, I mean,
what's an emergency?
Well, I mean, items that can be viewed as an emergency. I guess you can argue some clothing, food, medical items.
Medical?
No. Yeah.
That I'm cool with.
What about marijuana? That's medical. That's a dispensary. I need my edibles.
You don't need your edibles.
No, I got the Jimmy leg. I hope so. Shaking all night.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tommy Mulay is a man of mercy.
Mercy?
Well, at least when it comes to stuff like this.
Yes.
So this is a story you're probably not going to like, and it's one that could get very scary for a woman that is up there in age.
Yeah.
That will now have to pay for crimes she did not have to commit.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. We have ourselves a mom-vict story.
Whatever.
And if you're new to the show and not familiar with the term mom-vict, it is a woman over the age of 35 who is caught stealing or embezzling money from a job, charity, town government. And Tommy, you have a theory about why these women are able to pull this off so frequently under the radar.
They are invisible to society. Nobody pays attention. You would never think that woman, who looks like my mother or my sister or my grandmother, would ever do anything heinous.
And here's the thing.
They're trustworthy. Despicable.
Yes. And part of it's that, and part of it's the invisibility.
Sweet old lady.
I agree with you 100%. It's a sad statement on our society that as women get older, we just start to ignore them.
We discard them.
Yes, but it gives these women the opportunity to take a whole bunch of stuff.
They woke up.
And they do it a lot in our area.
Oh, yeah.
So a while ago, folks out in the Durhamville Fire Department.
Durhamville?
Just outside of Syracuse.
Okay.
I never heard of it either.
Me neither.
They noticed a problem.
Yeah, like what?
There was a bunch of money missing from the fire department funds.
Oh.
And after an investigation, all signs pointed to their 62-year-old treasurer.
Oh, man. Well, she's in a sweet spot.
I would think, you know, treasurer is probably the first person you look at when money goes missing.
That's why Kimmy's a lieutenant in the break room detective agency. So the 62-year-old treasurer was arrested. She was eventually convicted of stealing those funds. Authorities say she would use the actual debit card for the fire department at casinos.
Oh.
So much for covering your tracks there. They also say she was straight up depositing donation checks for the fire department into her personal bank account.
Oh, my God.
With that money.
So she wasn't even covering anything. She was just going direct to my purse.
It wasn't any elaborate scheme.
Yep.
No cover-up.
Just using it.
Hey, so she hold on. I got to wrap my head around it. She took the actual credit card.
Debit card.
Debit to the casino.
Yep, and took money out at the casino.
Oh, my God.
With the fire department's debit card. Okay. With the money outside of the casino that she got, they say that she used it for travel.
Right.
She used it for spa treatments, among other expenses.
Well, she's got a bad back problem.
And when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
She got the Durhamville Fire Department for $92,000.
Over how much time? Did we know?
We don't know over how much time, but she did pull just under six figures from the fire department.
Damn.
So she admitted to what she did, and late last week came her sentence. Yeah. And I want to pause the story for a second, because one of the biggest fights we have here in the break room is how mom vics should be punished after they come clean.
Yeah.
I argue they committed a crime. There should be jail time. This is how this works.
There should be no different treatment.
No, absolutely. If you're going to give a man the same sentence, a woman should get it as well.
Absolutely.
You, Tommy, for some reason, in every case, try to find a reason they should walk free.
Well, I do think that they should get the lesser harsh sentencing. Or, yes, walk free. Make restitution.
Or, yes.
Have a bake sale. You know, she loves to bake.
And from what we've seen and the follow-up stories we've done on some of these cases, it's all over the place in terms of like the punishment that they get,
but rarely if ever do they spend a moment in jail.
I feel like we've talked about one.
It can't be much.
If we have, it's
a sea hair. Her sea hair isn't spending a sea hair of time.
I don't know, at that age, that's a long sea
on C block.
That's a long,
it's like a sea hair on a sea in C block.
That did not happen here.
Oh. Right.
This 62-year-old woman, who allegedly, no, she did, took $92,000 from the Durhamville Fire Department, was sentenced to 1 to 3 years in state prison.
Wow. Wow. Wait, oh, she's doing state time.
Wow. She has also been ordered to pay back the $92,000 she took in restitution. Mm. So finally, we have a story where someone is throwing the book.
Someone's doing some time.
You got it. I'm going to start with Kimmy. Kimmy, you okay with 1 to 3 years for $92,000 from a volunteer fire department?
Yeah, especially when you're that bold about it. You know what I mean? And what you were using it on. Like, it's hard to make the argument, like, I needed it. To pay my bills, I needed it for, you know, it was a desperation thing. I may have a little bit more sympathy in those cases. I would say, yeah, this is appropriate.
You okay with this sentence?
The boldness of it all.
Thomas?
Locking up a frail old woman.
Who stole $92,000?
Yeah. Never hold those grandbabies again.
But she didn't even try to hide it. Doesn't that make it more insulting?
I was just going down to the casino just to have a little fun, maybe see a Jeff Foxworthy show. This is how this country treats me.
Anytime I can laugh and pray in the same 60 minutes.
That is money stolen well spent. I guess because we know where it went, it's a little harder.
Oh, so you're okay with 1 to 3 years?
That's about a, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, this, I mean,
I just feel that as a country, we lock up women at a higher rate than any other country of developed country.
Oh, no, there's a debate to be had about that. And I agree with you. There are times where a jail sentence is extremely inappropriate. I disagree that stealing $92,000 from a volunteer fire department and spending it at a casino and travel and spa. No, you can't just throw your hands
in. But she was putting it back in the economy.
Wow.
Keeps it going. Spa economy.
Explain to me how stealing from a fire department and putting it back in the economy helps the fire department.
Well, you know.
Doesn't sound like she was spending it on her coworkers.
More buildings catch on fire. You guys can go put them out.
Okay, so I think Kimmy hit it on the head.
What's
there
that?
Were three things about this case which makes it different than anyone we've seen before. One, the brazen thing that she did.
Yeah.
Because in the other Mom Vic stories, these women have a complicated way of cooking books so no one notices where the money is going.
Women love to cook.
How did she go so long using the fire department debit card at the casino?
Right. I guess nobody was checking. But she must have been the only one.
But it sounds like she was just going to the ATM.
Yeah.
Getting money.
Right.
It doesn't sound like she was dropping it in the slot from the way you described it. It sounded like she was going to the, guessing she just went to the ATM.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Nobody would really notice that at first, probably.
The point that I'm making is, to Kimmy, what Kimmy just said, it was obvious she knew no one else was looking.
Yeah.
So she was able to use the debit card.
Nobody
there.
Was checking the receipts.
Exactly.
Or the bank statements.
Yes.
Except for her.
I mean, like, the sympathetic part, Kimmy, I think is a big one, too. Because, Tommy, when we have no details where the money went, you throw out these crazy theories.
Yeah.
Why these women? She had a sick grandbaby.
Yeah.
Medical?
Assume the worst.
Bank was foreclosing on her house.
Sure.
Drug problem, gambling problem, shopping addiction.
I don't know, everybody's got problems.
This woman was just living the life. Spa addiction? Is that a thing? I'm addicted
to
massages?
Maybe she wanted to feel better about how she looks. You know how men look down on women of that age?
Yeah, she was trying to get rid of her coat of men.
Maybe she just wanted to feel, maybe she wanted to feel pretty and lucky today. So she went to the casino, got a little massage, and maybe played the slots.
Is that where she spent it? At the casino? Well, I mean the spa.
Some do have spas. Well, some have spas.
Bro, she was getting
some have spas.
They do. Maybe she got a little facial.
Some have spas. Taxpayers were funding her spa treatment.
Yeah. I'm also dying to know, like, when they, because obviously, like, you're raising this money because you need it for things. Like, were there times when they went to purchase things or they needed something or to throw like an event and the funds just weren't there?
But that had to be why she got caught, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was able to siphon $92,000.
And then they started going through the books.
But before they realized they were short on something.
A man went through the books.
There was a male fire chief who, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about, who was accused of the same thing. They only found out that he did it when they used the debit card to buy equipment and it was declined.
Yeah, right.
But there may be one the biggest reason why she might be behind bars right now.
What's that?
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the 62-year-old woman who was the treasurer from the Durhamville Fire Department outside of Syracuse. She is another Mom Vic. She stole $92,000 using the fire department debit card at a casino, paying for travel, getting spa treatments. Police also say she was straight up depositing donation checks into her own personal account. She admitted to what she did. She was sentenced late last week, and she has been sentenced, one of the few Mom Vics, to get 1 to 3 years in state prison. I think the biggest reason she is behind bars right now,
what's that?
She still owes them the money.
Yeah.
She has to pay $92,000 in restitution.
So you think if she was able to pay it back, she wouldn't be doing time, maybe?
And I'm just basing it on other stories we've seen. Because in the other Mom Vic cases we cover, before sentencing, they find a way to put the money back. And that makes their punishment much softer. Looks like this woman had no one to give her $92,000.
Imagine that. Nobody's picking up the phone.
But what bothers me,
even
in the event of I paid you back.
Yeah.
The idea of I paid you back so it's cool is kind of effed up. Because they committed a crime. Not because they thought, I will have this money to get from somebody else to put it back. They committed the crime thinking they wouldn't get caught.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
They didn't.
They weren't planning.
Thank you.
On replacing what they took.
They then.
So what do you want? Like restitution and jail time?
Yes, for every single one, even if you pay it back, because they.
Yeah, but then I'm not going to negotiate. Why would I pay you back if you're just going to throw me in jail?
Because if you don't pay restitution after that, we're going to put you back in jail.
Right back in here again.
No, that's how that works.
Yeah. Keep it
no, I don't know why you're making the voice. That's literally how the courts are trying to point out.
Yeah, right back in it.
Like these people that managed to scrounge
should
up
have
the
taken
money.
That money and buy property. See? By building over there.
Invest in some stocks. You know, some parties. Yeah. In the event of the people paying it back before sentencing and getting a lighter sentence, they put someone else out. Gathering those massive amounts of money so they wouldn't face a full punishment.
But at least you're getting your money back.
Okay, but the initial crime is no different, whether they get the money to pay it back before or they don't.
Yeah.
It's not when they stole the money in the first place. They knew that their parents, their kids, their friends, whoever, could come up with that cash to get them out of a jam. And I guess I don't see the difference between having to pay it back before or not having the money to pay it back, period. Mm-hmm. I don't see what the difference is when it comes to the intent in the beginning. And isn't that what crime is? Your intent to begin with?
Yeah.
No? I don't know, wrong?
I mean, you want to live you want a piece of the good life.
Look, I'm convinced, Kimmy, that he wants less punishment for old women caught stealing.
Because he's stealing something right now.
And from a distance, he kind of looks like an old woman.
Whoa.
It's amazing how that joke keeps kicking.
Oh, no, it's not a joke. I'm serious. From a distance, you look like a 65-year-old woman. And, like, here's the other thing, and this is going to sound harsh, but I'm going for it.
Go ahead, pick on the old lady.
No, what value is she giving to the community right now if she can't be trusted with the one volunteer job she had?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying people aren't valuable. Like, she's a person, we're all valuable. But, like, you had a job to keep track of the money for a volunteer fire department, and in that role, you stole $92,000 that you cannot pay back. So it's not like you being out in the community, there's a massive loss in Durhamville, New York.
I always wonder, too, when we talk about these stories, if they know how much, if right before they get caught, if they have an idea of how much they've taken, or if they've just been taking for so long that it's they don't even have an estimate.
I mean, you are the treasurer.
And there's bank statements. So I guess if you wanted to look, you could see what you've been pissing away.
I know, but I wonder if they keep track.
Just put it out of their heads and think about it?
I mean, I would just steal.
Well,
fun.
No, but like that's why you end up stealing almost six figures and doing 1 to 3 years in jail. And here's the thing. She won't even do a year.
Yeah, probably not.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, she's going to be a good girl. And she'll do the right thing.
Why does that sound so wrong?
What?
You don't call a 62-year-old woman a good girl?
Well, you go to prison, be a good girl. We'll let you out early, darling. All right?
What
if this
it?
Was your family member, would you? If this was your family
could,
member,
could be my family
because you have so much sympathy for people in this position. Would you help them like donate to their cause to pay restitution so they didn't have to go to jail?
Give them money.
Yeah.
Like they're asking. They're like, Tommy, I'm trying to collect some money right now so I don't have to go to jail. I'm trying to pay this back. What do you got?
I think what I have is moral support and emotional support.
Can't you have
no
morals?
It's amazing how much that changed very quickly.
And I think that's what I would bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
If you want any more than that, you're going to have to help me out.
She's negative 92,000.
Well, then
right
here
now.
We go. Okay. And here we sit.
I can't imagine what the first day of jail is like for a 62-year-old woman who has never been in jail before.
It's going to be terrible.
But again, I don't have a lot of sympathy here.
I mean, there's no slot machines. There's no spa treatments. Don't even get me started on the wine selection.
Do you think the $92,000 is worth 3 years of your life at 62?
I mean, it's hard to say.
I'm asking.
I mean, did you have fun? Did you live it up? I don't know. I mean, no. I mean, it's going to be a hangover.
All right, let me ask you this, in all seriousness. Let's say you get like a minimum security prison, you know, a couple of folks your age, right? Nothing too dangerous.
Like the Martha Stewart style.
Yeah, well, not that nice. We're not getting like a tennis court, but I can guarantee you won't be physically hurt.
Okay, no BFing.
Well, unless you want it.
Does that qualify as a spa treatment?
Would you trade
$92,000
for 18 months of your freedom?
No.
$92,000.
Bro, I don't want to be locked up. Bro, at my age, I'll be dead.
18 months. No, I mean, you get your three hots and a cot. I mean, crappy food. You don't have the freedom to do what you want. No television or social media. But you get $92,000 to do what you want with before you go.
No.
Bro, what are you doing with your life anyway?
No.
It all, like, let's walk through this logically.
I take walks.
Like, you don't have the money to do what you want to do.
No, but at least I'm not locked up.
You love to travel.
Yeah.
Think of the unbelievable international vacations.
International, baby.
$92,000.
Monte Carlo.
You could literally see everything you've ever wanted to see on the highest level possible.
All right.
And you would just have to trade 18 months. You wouldn't do that?
At my age, I'd be dead.
Again, nobody's crying over that. Gibby, would you trade 18 months for $92,000? You're locked up. I can guarantee your safety. You won't be hurt in prison, but you're going to do 18 months for $92,000.
Is $92,000 worth it?
You've never seen $92,000. Who's seen $92,000?
You already have the outfit.
But you've already spent it at that point, right? Like, or am I getting it at the end?
No, let's say upfront. The deal is upfront, and we'll give it to you
upfront.
Go
live it up.
Okay.
But then you have to go do 18 months after.
I don't know if I could enjoy it knowing the jail time's coming after.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You know? Like, she didn't think she was ever getting props, so she was just thinking, man, this is... I found the secret to success.
Like,
free money.
I'm not like everybody else who ends up getting caught.
But they have to think like that, right? Yeah. Or it gets so intoxicating. Like, you just get caught up in the lifestyle, and you're just having fun.
Nobody'll ever notice.
But, like, you're just...
I'm going to live forever.
But you're going to Del Lago. And, look, Del Lago's a great place. Don't get me wrong, right? Yeah. Like, it's a lot of fun, if that's your thing. But, like, it's not like
There's no, like, life-changing experiences.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not flying out to a high roller suite in Vegas. You're not taking an international first-class trip to Macau. To have that experience, like you're just driving to Del Lago and spending $92,000.
But it's a diversion from her life.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
It's, you know, the lights, the money, the fun.
You justify it, yet you wouldn't make the same trade.
Cocktails.
Cocktails. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, there are no place you crash your car into is a good place.
No, of course not.
But, like, ethically, this might be the worst one. And I get that this was an accident. What I don't understand is how you were going so fast where this was.
So they made pretty good penetration.
What you had to go through to get there. Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Saturday night, a crazy situation at St. Ambrose Church. In the city of Rochester.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's on the corner of Culver and Clifford Road. Just after midnight, a car, which looks to be an SUV, maybe.
Yeah.
A small SUV, yeah.
Smashed into the church.
Oh, my God.
But it did not just smash into the church. It drove completely in to where they have church.
So they got into, like, where the altar is.
Yeah. It's like the car is through an entire brick wall. It is all smashed up. You can see the pews along with bricks that are just littering the ground. If you have not seen the photo, I highly encourage you to find it. It looks like Wile E. Coyote was going after the Roadrunner. Yeah. Like, it is Looney Tunes.
Oh, that religious episode that they banned in a couple of countries.
How fast were you going?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be hauling that. You're in a minivan, you said?
No, it looked like a small SUV. I know. Just let it go.
Well, minivan, SUV, what's the difference?
Who said minivan?
Well, that's a picture in my head. Maybe it was before he got it hit.
Then it turned into a small SUV.
Yeah, well,
that's how hard he hit the church. God turned it into a small SUV.
You were just picturing a minivan at church. Kapoor. That was the thing. I didn't see, so I know that they carried on with services.
Yes.
Did they leave the car in the wall while they did that? Because I know they blocked it off so they could carry on. But I was wondering if they left the car in there while they did that or if they took it out.
Because, you know, when you do communion, because you got to go up one aisle, then you got to go around the back. Everybody had to go up there. Was there a log jam for communion?
Oh, that's a good question. Because
you go up the middle.
Yep, you're right.
And then you turn this way, that way back to your pew.
Yep.
Because you had to, like, walk around the, what would you call it? Compact minivan?
Small SUV. God, you were so bad at this.
Because yeah. You would have to work that into the sermon, wouldn't you?
What's that? Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you can't just ignore it.
No, you had to say something.
I think it's pretty easy
like
to...
Like that Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to work a car in the church and didn't hurt anybody into the sermon.
Hey, guys, lady drivers, right? Am I right?
If they had it all blocked off, I wonder how many people tried to sneak a peek. Because you'd kind of want to see
it. Oh, people
took
pictures of it.
Oh, yes. It says, the reason we have a picture on the story on 13WHAM is because, quote, a viewer who sent us a photo said Sunday services went on as planned with half of the church closed off. By the way, the people involved in the crash fled the scene before police arrived.
Okay.
It sounds like they might still be at large.
Oh.
Or they were raptured. Could be either. We don't know.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this small SUV or minivan. Tommy may have information that I don't have that crashed into St. Ambrose Church on the corner of Culvert and Clifford just after midnight on Saturday. Luckily, they were still able to have service, right?
Okay.
But the car was there, it sounds like, with all of the debris, with half the church closed off. The good news, when you crash into a church, if you ask for it, you are automatically forgiven.
Oh.
Like, that's the thing that stinks, I think, the most about the parishioners. They can't even be mad if the person's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's like kind of the whole religion.
You have to forgive.
Yeah, right? Like, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
It's like a literal get-out-of-jail-free card from the Lord. I'm really sorry I crashed my car into your... But they ran away, so they're not forgiven.
I can't imagine what that's going to cost that church.
Yeah.
It could put that church out. Bro, it knocked out a huge wall.
Yeah, I don't know what the coffers look like.
I'm guessing not good. Like, you could have, like, bankrupt that church.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They don't
Church is down all over.
Church is down all over. No, you're not wrong.
I mean, that's why, you know, some of these joints are empty. I mean, think about that. I'd be pissed off if there was an empty church down the street the guy could have hit. You got to do me? Father O'Malley's got to get it? That's fair.
252.
Why me, Lord? Why me?
Let's wrap it up with Bob. He's on CMF. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Bob. I was telling Kimmy that there was a lady 4 or 5 years ago that went through the wall at the, you know, the Millennium Games building?
Yeah.
She was in that first parking lot right in front of the building, and she only hit 35 or 40. Went through a tree and through the wall. You could see the car in the building.
And two engine blocks. I mean, it was amazing.
Is the wall glass or brick? What was it?
The wall was brick. It's an outside brick wall.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to remember. I've been to St. Ambrose as a kid. I'm trying to remember how many walls they had to go through to get to the actual
part of the church.
Because it looks like a pretty thick black wall or brick wall. And
but it's an old building, right?
But no, it looks like more of a modern Catholic church, at least the way
that. I think the wrong place.
I mean, maybe it's older from the outside, but it looks more modern on the inside. I don't know, Bob. I'm going to say still pretty fast, buddy.
Okay.
All right. We'll agree to disagree on that one. Lord be with you, Bob.
All
thanks
right,
for the call.
Have a great day.
All right. There goes Bob. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.